they better care. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Aspiring high school athletes and coaches are nurtured in sports as they grow in their knowledge and skills. The same expectation should be true for game officials. Unfortunately, some people expect officials to start out perfect and then get better. We need to keep the officiating ranks strong, so be a good sport and support everyone in the game, players, coaches, and officials. Or go to MHSAA.com and become a registered official. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
I'm a football fan, so fall weekends always involve watching a high school game in person on Friday and college and professional football games on television on Saturday and Sunday. But the very last game I watched this past weekend left a very bad impression about the topic of concussions in professional football again. The first half play involved helmet-to-helmet contact on a pass reception, and a penalty was appropriately called. During that process, one of the announcers started to opine that in the old days that would have been just a good old-fashioned hard hit, and that the players today don't seem to care about the penalties between the lines and the fines that follow when they let someone have it. So I thought, if they don't care about that, then they obviously don't care about the message that professional football continues to send about concussions and the problem that creates for young people who love to play the game, their coaches, and their parents. That sequence on television just validates that the caveman attitude about concussions is still all too dominant at the highest levels of the game. If the players are doing it, then it means that the coaches aren't preventing it, and that administrators are only paying lip service to the topic by asking their officials to be more cognizant on the field about watching for players who may have sustained concussions, with their fines, and their efforts to foist legislation upon youth sports in general and high school sports in particular. The high schools nationwide already have a plan in place, and it's working. Yet they're the target, instead of other youth sports which lack the structure of school sports, to conduct a comprehensive educational program, a game day enforcement effort, and a return to play component. For every play like that, there are impressionable kids, parents, and coaches in youth sports, and yes, even in high school sports, who believe that's the way to play. When the so-called professionals can't clean up their own act, it makes it harder for everyone else to play the game hard, yet play it safely. Some professional players even tank on the baseline concussion testing at the beginning of the season to make it easier to get back in the game when a concussion is suspected. What kind of a message does that send? So when the television commentators say the players don't care about how they make contact, the people to whom they are accountable, the coaches and the general managers, ought to do something more about it. They're risking a lot by their actions, but they're also putting a lot of kids at risk at the same time. MHSAA Fall Championships on Fox Sports Detroit launch this Sunday, November 13th, with the boys' soccer finals on Fox Sports Detroit Plus beginning at noon. Next weekend, you can watch the inaugural MHSAA 8-player football championship game live from the Superior Dome in Marquette on Fox Sports Detroit, as well as the Class D and C girls volleyball finals live on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. All 8 title games in the MHSAA 11-player football playoffs from Ford Field Thanksgiving weekend will be live on Fox Sports Detroit Plus as well. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.